Hey, lovey, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC / Mystical Charms here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And today we'll be talking about post-traumatic Pluto syndrome. So for some of you who do not know, Pluto, the planet of transformation, which rules over, you know, death, destiny, and darkness, and Scorpio, pretty much, has entered into Aquarius on November 19th of 2024. So that means, you know, Aquarius being a fixed sign, it is going to affect all four of the fixed signs, such as Aquarius, Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio. So, but before it moved into Aquarius, it was in Capricorn. And when it was in Capricorn, it affected all of the cardinal signs, okay, such as Capricorn, Cancer, Libra, and Aries. And it had been in Capricorn since 2008 up into 2024. And it has been a whopper of 16 years. And during this time, cardinal signs have experienced a lot of death, a lot of rebirth, a lot of transformation in their physical appearance, their love life, their finances, their career, pretty much every area of life, their belief systems, their spirituality, and so on and so forth. And Pluto does a number on everyone that he touches. And the reason for making this podcast today is that now that cardinal signs are out of Aquarius, I'm sorry, out of Pluto, out of Pluto's grip, we seem to have this thing called post-traumatic Pluto syndrome. What is that? That is moving forward with life and remembering the trauma of what we had gone through in the past 16 years. Okay, meaning that if we were to get a job or sign up for something or go after a dream or do something, we hesitate because we remember the last 16 years and what it's done to us, what it's taught us, you know, and just really expecting the worst, because Pluto brings the worst, right? And even the best of situations. People have gotten married during this time and since divorced. About 80% of people, okay? We started off with a certain job or career in 2008, and I can almost guarantee we are no longer in those careers. We are doing better, but we are no longer what we were 16 years ago. And the post-traumatic Pluto syndrome is pretty much not expecting anything good to happen. However, cardinal signs seem to be getting a really good blessing in this 2025. And the abundance that Cancer and Aries in particular are going to be receiving this year is more than they have in the last 16 years. So I'm publishing this episode really for the Cancers and the Aries, simply because I'm just trying to help, you know, you get over this. Well, what if this happens or what if that happens? It most likely won't, but if it does, it will not be as to the extreme as it has over the last 16 years. A delay would be, you know, a nonchalant delay. A retrograde would be a nonchalant retrograde. It's not going to affect you the same way, because Pluto, it rules Scorpio, is very extreme. It can be extreme bad or it can be extreme good. Either way, there really is no balancing it out. It's on one side or the other. So now that Pluto has really let us go, you will go through things as normally as possible. Expect, you know, good things to happen. Expect things positive to go through. Expect your plans to be realized. Expect your goals to be achieved. Expect all the good things that you've been, you know, pretty much dreaming and, you know, drooling over the last 16 years. Finally getting into that relationship that you wanted to be in, or the job or the position, or, you know, reaching those financial goals, reaching business goals, you know, realizing your dreams of either owning a business or becoming an actor, becoming a singer, or becoming the boss, whichever. But when it comes to the fixed signs, unfortunately, they will be going through the roller coaster that we had just come out of. Now, if I didn't say it before, I myself am a Capricorn. I was born January 10th, 1988. Okay, the fixed signs, Scorpio, Leo, Taurus, and Aquarius, are going to be going through that same transformation. And if any of the cardinal signs are listening and do understand what this transit means, and you can remember in pretty much very good detail what we've gone through in the last 16 years. Not saying it's a completely traumatic, but there was at least two traumatic events that have come from that. Okay, because Pluto needs to break us down, right? Break us down to the core of us. And see how well we really appreciate ourselves, our skills, and really live life as natural as possible, right? And you guys are about to go through that. Not to say that it's going to be all bad. In fact, you will probably have the best days of your life. I've had some of the best days of my life in the past 16 years. But I will say it is very retrograde-y. It feels like every year for the next, I guess for you guys, I believe it's 19 years. It's going to feel very retrograde-y. It's going to feel like everything you put out comes back like a frisbee. And you're going to wonder why. You're going to be questioning everything. And I mean everything. Everything you do, everything you think, everything you put your energy on. You will start to understand that if you didn't before, what you think about, what you put your energy on, that's what grows. Whatever you give your attention to grows. And that's something that the cardinal signs really had to remember and often forgot every now and again during this transit. Not to say that this transit is bad, it's not. But it will, in fact, give you some trauma, to be honest. Okay? Also, my particular journey through Pluto, I had just had my first son. So I had become a mom. Actually, I became a mom in 2007. And the very next year, Pluto went into Capricorn. And it did feel different. My life felt different because now I was in this chapter in my life where I'm having to be a responsible adult, not just for me, but for my son. I had, you know, marriage proposals for the first time in 2008 that I thought I was ready for, and I was not. Also, you know, growing and exercising my discernment for people and places and situations. Walking away from things that I felt like, you know, I'm gonna regret, but 16 years later, I do not. My particular journey, I had two more kids since then. I got married since then. I've owned a home. You know, I've been in really big positions. I've worked with law enforcement, which would have seemed like a dream. But then I ended up getting, you know, divorced, became homeless, lost my kids, right? And just was penniless and broke and was nobody. But I would say, not even 2 or 3 years later, I was able to recoup all of that and get all of that back, right? I, you know, got my own stuff again, rebuilt it all. Now all of my children live with me, happily divorced, living in a town that I love, with the career that I love, and a dream that I, you know, am still trying to achieve. And that's just my story. I couldn't imagine, you know, what your stories are. But please, please, please comment and let me know what your story is. Bring all of your stories, Capricorns, Cancers, Libras, Aries. Tell me what the last 16 years has been like for you. You know, do you know any Tauruses, any Aquarius, Leos, or Scorpios? you might want to get them ready because you already know what we've gone through. So just wanted to add an extra layer of I see you, because it does feel like now in the 2025 that every time something good happens to us cardinal signs, we're just looking over our shoulder, just waiting for Pluto to come and just mess it up, you know, and just come and take it from us, or just come and just do something crazy that's going to make us wait longer, or just do something annoying, you know, to something good in our lives. And we have become very spiritually, you know, and just naturally hyper-vigilant now, and more protective over the things that we do, more protective of our energy, you know, our resources, you know, the people in our lives, and the decisions that we make. That's the beauty of Pluto going through, you know, going through your sign. It brings the most beautiful out of you. It brings the best out of you by taking you through the worst things, or at least what you think are the worst things, right? I would say the worst things in my life happened before that. However, some pretty traumatic things happened in the middle of it, which I could, in fact, compare it to, okay? But the best part is that it does, it has made us, it has grown us, you know, it has made us wiser. It has made us more mature, much more expressive, a lot more fearless, okay? Because Pluto doesn't play games with fear. You know, either you're going to fight back, or you're gonna get beat, like, and that's pretty much the game. I also wanted to just take a moment to acknowledge the people that were cardinal signs that went through the 16-year transit of, you know, of Pluto and did not in fact make it. Especially those who buckled under the pressure. You know, if we had lost someone to, you know, either suicide or just, you know, malice or accidents, okay? Also, wanted to just give a shout out to all the cardinal signs for making it. And could I say the worst is over? I really don't know. I don't know every single person's path, but if Pluto is the one that brings the worst, then yes, I would say the worst is over. So I will see you in the next episode, lovies. And again, this is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC, Mystical Charms, here on Universal Spirit Podcast. And I hope you guys take care, and happy 2025. Happy Pluto in Aquarius.